This station, in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration, brings you by transcription, This is Civil Defense.
Case, I forgot to tell you, that was a very good dinner tonight. Very good.
Hmm? Oh, thank you, dear.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. You get better every year. Every year. Hey, help you with the dishes?
No, I'm almost through. You run along and relax.
Are you sure?
What's gotten into you? Of course I'm sure.
Yeah, I just don't want you all tired out before we get to dance, that's all. Don't want you all tired out.
Where's Jim?
In the dining room, studying.
Good.
Never saw so many books in one pile in all my life. Sort of makes me glad I didn't go to the university. I'd never stay awake through all that reading. Never saw so many books.
No wonder. You never stop talking long enough to read. Now get along. My dishwater's getting cold.
All right. I know when I've been told. Oh, Rose, don't forget to call me in time to take a shower before we go, okay?
Yes, dear.
Yeah, I'll be out in the garage.
Milt, what time is the dance?
9 o'clock, sharp.
All right. Jim?
Yeah?
Are you about finished with your schoolwork?
In about 15 minutes, Mom. Need some help?
No, I want to use the table when you're finished. I have some schoolwork of my own to do.
Schoolwork? Oh, you mean for that civil defense course?
Yes, and I don't like the tone of that laugh.
Heck, I'm with you, Mom. All for it. You know that.
I hope so. Between your father and his gentleman friends, I have all the defending I can handle, if you know what I mean.
Sure, but give them a little time. They'll get with it.
Maybe you're right. But that little time is a long time in coming. I'm sure I don't know what you'd have to put under them to stir up any kind of action. Well, you go on with your work, and I'll get ready for the dance while I'm waiting.
I'm going out in a few minutes, so have a good time tonight. And don't let Dad get your goat with his what-can-you-do argument. Here?
I've taken care of that tonight. I'll study my civil defense while he's in the shower. And then, if he tries to argue, he'll choke on a mouthful of soft water. I'm almost all out of breath.
Well, I guess we haven't forgotten how to dance after all.
Heavens, no. You and your twirling waltzes. Why, the pavilion's still going around in circles.
No, this is not for us. Let's leave the floor to the hip cats, Rose.
Hip?
Huh?
The word is now hip cats, dear. Any bopper knows that.
Whopper.
Oh, never mind, dear. Let's get back to the table. Marge and Harry are sitting this one out, too.
Rose, what's a bopper?
I agree with you, Milt. Yes, sir, that's rich. When our defenses are shot, we fall back to the kitchen and the women throw pots and pans at us.
That is enough.
Oh, you didn't have to kick Harry, Marge. I'm used to this.
Well, I'm not, and he knows it.
Harry, I think we better put up the white flag before the heavy artillery starts rolling.
No, they just take us too seriously, Milt, that's all.
That's right.
Well, it's time for us to leave anyway. We have our last class in the morning.
I'll pick you up in the station wagon, Rose.
Say, seriously, what's all this about? This, what do you call it?
Ground Observer Corps.
So?
We learn how to recognize the sound of airplane motors, how to identify planes by sight, and then how to report them.
Report what to who?
Planes, dear. Strange ones. To an air defense filter center.
Oh. Well, Rose, what's this filter center?
Oh, you tell him, Marge.
Well, why don't you take the course and you'll know? We need volunteers, you know.
Uh-oh, we'd better go, Milt. This is a conscription party.
No, Harry, it's voluntary. This is civil defense. I think Marge and I must have taken a little of the wind out of our husband's sails that night at the dance. At least the arguments subsided, and they began to take our work for granted. Of course, that isn't good either. But for the moment, it was pleasant not having to continually defend civil defense. They'd come around to our side after the idea had been planted, and left alone for a while, and then given birth again as one of their own. Both Milt and Harry had a knack for that. I don't remember exactly when it was that I started thinking about volunteering my time for civil defense. It didn't come to me all at once, though. Like a good many mothers, I suppose, it resulted from having a son in combat and reading and listening to the news about the atom and whatever comes next. I guess by then I was ready. When somebody from the state headquarters came through our little town to organize volunteers, I called Marge on the phone and we both went to the meeting and signed up. And that night I told Milt and watched a familiar look come over his face before he said...
Oh, Ground Observer Corps. You're going to look for airplanes over a town of 9,000 people? You think somebody's going to be confounded silly enough to bomb us and acres of plain old farmland? You think they're that confounded silly?
Well, I'll admit I didn't have an answer for him then. Sheer lung power had me backed into a corner. But I expected to have the answers, because the Air Force would give us civil defense volunteers 36 hours of training in things like Marge mentioned, motor sound and sight identification and reporting procedure. All of it was a little strange to us when we started, but we learned. And when enough of us in our state had been trained, we found out we were going to have a test. Do you want another egg, dear? Jim?
No, thanks, Mom.
Bacon, dear?
It's in the paper.
What? I asked if you wanted more breakfast.
A test? Oh, no thanks, dear. Say, there's an article about this ground observer test.
I haven't seen it, Mom. Well, what's happening?
Well, I thought they'd hand you a test on paper. It's going pretty far, pretty far.
What is?
What your father is trying to say is, it must be more important than he thought. A number of planes are going to crisscross the state today, and we have to watch for them, and if we're any good as observers, we should locate as many as we can.
Who's doing the flying?
Everybody. Planes from the Air Force Base and commercial liners, flying bombers.
What happens if you spot one?
Well, I give the telephone operator a special number, and she connects me with a special phone line directly to the filter center in this part of the state. And the filter center locates the plane on a board map according to the number I give.
Maybe it's only a scheduled airliner going over.
The filter center checks it out, and if it's supposed to be there, that's fine. If not, the location is sent directly to the Air Defense Command Base.
All right, so we got an enemy bomber overhead. Do we get bombed?
You said that would be silly, didn't you? We wouldn't be worth it. But what if it's headed toward a rail center, like Chicago or Omaha or Kansas City?
Sure. If everybody in its path reports it, the filter center can chart its course and...
And the Air Defense Command Base sends up interceptors from all over this section of the country. And we have a chance to prevent the destruction of one of our vital cities. Have we done some good?
I guess maybe you have at that. I guess maybe you have.
He's coming around, Mom. Don't let go of the reins.
I figured on that, Jim. Well... Marge and Harry are coming for dinner today. She has the turn after mine. We thought we'd observe together. Help me clear the table, Jim.
And the air base sends up interceptor planes to knock the bomber out. How about that?
That's right. Single engine. Sighted at 7:05. Goodbye.
Well, gentlemen, what have you to say now? Are we or are we not full-fledged ground observer corps women?
Well, I have to admit, you did report a plane.
Two planes, Harry. What time did you say yours went over, Rose?
11:20.
Why, I didn't think Milt was interested.
Oh, how could I help it? Rose went skipping through the house singing out 11:20 like there was a newborn baby. I'm not exactly stubborn. She went singing around
not
the house.
Not exactly stubborn, dear.
Milton.
Harry?
Yeah?
Come sit on the porch where it's cool.
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey, where's Jim tonight?
Out on a date?
No, he's in the dining room studying. Exams are coming up soon.
Say, how many of these ground observers are there?
Individuals? Oh, I wouldn't know. 36 states have organized units.
And 27 of those are on 24-hour duty.
What? You mean to say they work around the clock?
Well, of course.
How could they get around reporting all the commercial airliners? If you were near a hub, you'd be reporting all the time.
If an attack warning was given from one of the outposts, all civilian planes would be grounded immediately. So that problem is...
Mom!
We're on the porch, Jim.
Thought you'd be interested. There was a civil defense bulletin on the newscast. You know what? You made 100 on the test.
Oh, now, wait a minute. How can you make 100?
There were 76 planes in the air today, and there were 76 reported by the ground observers.
Well, I'll be doggone. I guess congratulations are in order. Yeah, I didn't think it'd make sense.
Sure. I guess that's right. 100.
Listen, do you hear a plane?
Yeah. Sounds like a big one, too.
Four motors.
Can't see anything. Those clouds had rolled in since supper awful low. They must be right overhead.
Can't see any blinkers.
What do you think? Air Force transport?
It is. But it doesn't sound right.
Trouble of some kind.
I'm going to call it into the filter center. They don't fly over here as a rule, and there aren't any scheduled commercials this time of day. It could be in trouble. I did go to the phone and report the airplane to the filter center, and that it appeared to be in trouble, and finally turned and headed south from our town before we lost track of it. We were worried, of course, but aside from wondering what the trouble was, we finally stopped thinking about it. And then, about 2 weeks after our test exercise, I got a letter. It was from an Air Force officer, the pilot of the ship that had circled over our town after the test was finished. He'd gotten my name by tracing the communications that had passed on to the air base near us through civil defense. The pilot explained the mechanical trouble, which was more involved than I could possibly understand or tell about. But the last paragraph to the letter is what I remember. He said, "I believe that because you notified the base at which the ship landed through your ground observer corps channels, you saved the lives of my crew and myself. For that, we are grateful, and much more, because the ship was carrying 50 men just returned from overseas duty. Our lives were in your hands, although you could not have been aware of it." That ended the letter. The base had sent up a plane to guide the transport to a landing, but whether or not this happened wouldn't have changed my feelings about my job. I didn't need convincing. Being an observer is a job that fits those of us who live in rural areas and small towns. Among us are railroad section crews, ranchers, housewives, and husbands.
Harry, the way I see it, radar just isn't sufficient means of detection because of its limitations below 5,000 feet.
Yeah, that's the way I see it, too. You know, not when the enemy planes can get through our existing defenses, it isn't. You know, the best way we can help is through the ground observer corps. Yeah, that's the way I see it, Milt.
Yeah, gotta remember, Harry, those ground observer wives of ours are just as important as radar or air patrol. Gotta remember that, don't you think?
This program was brought to you by the Federal Civil Defense Administration. This is Civil Defense, was written and directed by Pete Morstad, and was produced and transcribed by the Rocky Mountain Radio Council.